And now for some artery cultural coverage that's très African. Rhys Ehrlich presents this perspective on jazz.
Vocalist Angélique Kidjo warms up during a sound check at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Kidjo was born in the West African country of Benin. She grew up listening to traditional music, but was soon influenced by American rhythm and blues singers and jazz artists. She started composing at age 10. She wrote about political topics starting at a very early age.
When I first heard about slavery, I cried. I was mad, like you don't even imagine. My first song that I wrote was a very hateful song. And my dad said to me, not in my house. You're going to rewrite this? Because hate is not the response to this. Whatever you do in your life as a musician, try to reach out to people. Try to build a bridge. Be the person of light, not the person of darkness, because it does not bring us anywhere. That's what the colonizer and the slaver want us to do, to stay in that dark hole, pit hole, and not see the light.
Kidjo can sing a mournful ballad or an up-tempo, funky tune, but she always draws on her African roots. She had a hard time growing up and says life is difficult for all young women growing up in the third world.
You're born in Africa, a girl, you don't have an identity. You belong to your father that can marry you to another man. Basically, you're an object. It is not important as having a boy, and I was fortunate to have a father that refused those stereotypes. The society, how can you fight the whole society?
Music was Kidjo's escape from such traditions. She learned from the local musicians who were both instrumentalists and storytellers. Unlike stage performers, they were respected.
Traditional musicians that tell our history, that pass on who we are, have more importance than a performer on stage. I leave school, coming back home, and people would spit on me, throw sand and stone at me, and call me prostitute. Sometimes it was really, really painful. But when Miriam Makeba arrived, I'm like, whoa. Geez, she made it. I'm doing it too. I don't care what kind of name you gave me.
South African singer Miriam Makeba emerged as a major talent in the late 1950s because she combined traditional African rhythms and melodies with Western pop influences.
Pata Pata is the name of a dancer. We did down Gauteng way. Everybody starts to move as soon as Pata Pata begins to play.
You can hear Makeba's impact on Angélique Kidjo in this song, Mbube.
Mama, hey, 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 hey.
la mama. Hey, hey, hey.
This is Reese Ehrlich with a perspective on jazz.
Yeah, 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 ye